You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Ray is out and waiting on Will T. Will T is running a little late, but make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Will T would normally say this if he was on time. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are topics. The Washington Redskins signing safety Landon Collins to a 6-year, $84 million deal. That's right. The Skins got a playmaker, Landon Collins, Bama boy. Then we'll talk about the Redskins trading for quarterback Case Keenum. Also, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join the show to talk about the Skins' moves. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Oh, like I think Will T's coming in right now. But first, reportedly, the Washington Redskins signed. Well, it's official, but reportedly because of the tampering phases.
Well, it's not official.
You know what I mean. Reportedly, so I'll say reportedly. Reportedly, the Washington Redskins signed all-pro safety Landon Collins to a 6-year, $84 million deal. $45 million of the contract was guaranteed money. You said it was a bad move. Say why.
First of all, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing all right, man. A little under the weather. But I'm under the weather. But
dude, if you're sick, you just tell me, man. It's not a big deal.
Hey, man. Listen, I made a commitment. I might not make it through the whole show.
Okay, that's cool. Just let me know, man.
Here's why.
Okay.
I look at what you lost and what you brought in. Okay. Right? Mm-hmm. You lost a pass rusher in Preston Smith.
Yeah.
You lost a versatile piece along the offensive line in Ty Asecki.
Mm-hmm.
And you also lost a slot receiver who, although was injured, but when he was healthy, pretty good slot receiver, Jamison Crowder.
You were going to have to overpay all these players who weren't all pros. Jamison Crowder got 17 guaranteed in within the last three, other than his rookie year, his second year.
I'm not saying that you had to bring those guys. I'm just saying net.
Yeah.
I don't think this is because I think his team is weaker than they were at the end of the season, losing those three pieces and bringing in Landon Collins. Mm-hmm. Now, what Landon Collins does do, he provides a playmaker. Let's be honest. He's probably the only playmaker on that side of the ball.
On defense? Yes.
Kerrigan is consistent.
I wouldn't call Kerrigan a playmaker. I'm with you. He's consistent. Yeah, he's consistent.
Jonathan Allen.
I like Jonathan. I would call Jonathan
Still,
Allen more.
I mean,
more
he's injured. He's been injured.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I think he's
DeRon
more of a
Payne.
He was his first year. He was a rookie. Yeah. He was young.
So you have a proven.
Ioannidis was pretty good.
Ioannidis. You have a proven Pro Bowl playmaker in Landon Collins.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say you overpaid him. Because I don't know the details. I don't know the cash flow, how the contract is set up.
The way it was set up, it's favorable to the Skins. Put it that way. Eric Schaefer did a good job. And breaking news, Odell Beckham. I got it on my phone. Odell Beckham Jr. was traded to the Browns. Damn.
Gettleman, everyone out of there.
I know, man. Look, so people would say, because when Landon Collins, we'll talk about that in the next segment, but Landon Collins, people thought that, the Giants got rid of him, so something has to be wrong with him. As you can tell, the Giants are getting rid of everybody, so it doesn't even matter. They got rid of one of the best wide receivers in the game.
Yeah, I mean, we may have to rework our.
Yeah, we will. I'm going to tie that in with Antonio Brown.
Okay. I think Washington, I just don't think this team was one elite playmaker away from being a good or great team. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying. I think this is just
and
one.
I think for you to drop this amount of money on one player when you already are paying another DB $14-15 million, Josh Norman.
Josh Norman.
I think you're investing too much of your cap into one secondary. Grouping, yes, into the secondary.
Well, this is my thing. The way the money is spread out, they still have room to maneuver. They're probably going to cut a couple players anyway. They're going to probably let go Brown, Zach Brown. They didn't re-sign Preston Smith. They didn't re-sign Jameson Crowder. So there's still money to be played with for the Washington Reds, because I like the deal. You sign a guy that's a three-time Pro Bowler, who's a first team All-Pro in 2016. And also, truth be told, over the last some odd years, you know, Daniel Snyder's been real frugal with his money. You can contribute that to Bruce Allen. You can contribute that to Bruce Allen. But these teams nowadays who are winning, they are spending money. You know what I mean? Like, this way of Daniel Snyder not spending money hasn't been beneficial in terms of winning football games. I'm glad they finally broke the pocket, but for the right guy, a guy who's 25 years old, who's still in his prime. And I mentioned three-time Pro Bowler. It's not like an Adam Archuleta. It's not like an Albert Haynesworth. This is a different type of beast. So I'm a fan of him. I think this team needed safety help. Letting DJ Swearingen go, not knowing what's going to happen with Monte Nicholson, letting HaHa Clinton Dix go. I'm not letting him go, but he's still out there in the market as a free agent. So you need the safeties. So to me, this is a good fit. This team now needs an edge pass rusher, because like you mentioned, Preston Smith is not a Washington Redskin anymore. Preston Smith has now been signed by the Green Bay Packers. So they do need a pass rusher. But the blessing about this draft, there's a plethora of speed rushing edge rushers in this draft. As good as Preston Smith, as he flashed in games over his career with the Washington Redskins, he wasn't a guy that you can say, you know what, he reached his maximum potential. The most he pretty much got was like 8 sacks. He would get pressure. He would look good in terms of Pro Football Focus. But at the end of the day, when you need a big play in terms of getting that key sack, Preston Smith wasn't that guy. So you like Preston Smith in terms of what he brought to the table in terms of potential. But in terms of bringing in every Sunday, he didn't. So to me, you got a guy, Landon Collins, that has shown with the Giants, a different defense, that he can bring it for his team on any given Sunday. And also, you know, he's getting matched up with his Alabama homies. You know, you got De'Ron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Reuben Foster, Sean Dion Hamilton. Am I missing somebody? I'm sure I'm not. Ryan Anderson, Cam Sims. So, in terms of Alabama, and to be honest with you, for a Reuben Foster, this may be good for Reuben Foster. More guys to kind of, you know, settle him down.
I mean, we'll see. Excuse me. I don't like the investment in one area, such a large investment in one area.
You mean defense, or are you just talking about secondary?
No, I'm just talking about your secondary.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Just if you're looking at the makeup of the team, where your cap dollars are going. But, I understand you want – well, Alex Smith is still on the... He's on the books.
Yeah.
I just think there were other areas you could have addressed.
Like what areas would you address?
Slot receiver.
That's Trey Quinn. That's the guy that Jay Gruden likes, Trey Quinn. That's what I'm saying. Like, what you're saying is like, no, see, again, this is the thing. You're saying a need from your mind, but from the organization, that's not a need. Like, Trey Quinn is a guy that flashed against the Cowboys, flashed in preseason, flashed in certain games. He just was injured. I'm not saying that I'm a big Trey Quinn fan, but I'm gonna say, but he's a young guy. He's the second year. It's not as if James, as much as folks like Jameson Crowder, his problem was what? Availability.
So, okay, I mean, you still need help along the offensive line.
Agreed. I'm not, but again, you have how many picks in the draft? You have, like, in terms of, like, the compensatory picks.
Darius Geis Jr., you think he's going to come back, rebound from his knee injury.
You can still sign AP. You
still need help at receiver. Need help at the linebacker position.
Only thing I really truly agree with is the receiver.
With the offensive line?
No, I agree with the offensive line, but I think you could still get that in the draft. Like, you need a guard. Your offensive line situation is guard. That's what you need to fill it up with. It's a guard. You get a guard. Again, when can you get guards, though? You can get guards if you do.
But this is the thing. This is the thing that you're failing to realize.
Yeah.
You have belief in this front office and this organization to draft
correctly. The
right players. And the coaching staff also to put Landon Collins in the right position to shine.
This is where I agree with you at. If you look at the track record, this coaching, the Doug Williams – Derek Chaser, Bruce Allen. Yeah. I mean, Bruce Allen. But yeah, you know, yeah, they haven't been bad in terms of drafting. They haven't been horrible in terms of drafting. They haven't been horrible.
That's relatively speaking.
But they haven't been horrible in terms of drafting. If you look at the players that you mentioned, Jonathan Allen, that's a guy that could have been first round pick. I mean, Jonathan Allen should have been a top five pick.
Should have been, but he's been injured like everyone. He was like the people
only
who
that
passed
one year.
Him over
only one year.
Thought he would be.
Year two, was he injured? No, he wasn't. He was productive. I'm saying year one, year two. See, I mean, let's be factual with it.
Okay, let's be factual.
Okay, De'Ron Payne, I wanted the kid from I want to say the kid from Washington. I think he went to Washington. That went to Tampa. He got drafted by Tampa. That's who I wanted. But De'Ron Payne, they did well. De'Ron Payne outplayed him this season. So that's a good draft pick. Tim Settles, I got it flash that you got in a late round from VTech, is now one of your top dudes. Matt Ioannidis was a project. So on terms of the defense, they've drafted correctly. Even Jameson Crowder was supposed to just be a return man, end up being a decent slot dude.
No, I don't think he was just supposed to be.
No, he was. He was supposed to. He ended up. No, no. Because no, I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna tell you what happened. Roberts, the dude.
You're speaking from because you're media.
I'm media. I'm telling you what happened. Roberts,
media. Yeah.
Like Roberts, who couldn't catch, who kept fumbling, was supposed to be the slot dude. They drafted Jameson Crowder just to be the return man. He ended up looking good in camp. Replace Roberts and end up being a key slot dude. So at the end of the day, if you look at the draft, they did all right drafting. So, but again, to your point though, Will T, this is my thing. This is what I agree with you with. It's the coaching staff. It's how can I expect Landon Collins to be coached up well with Minuski and the staff? Like for instance, even the wide receiver. Look at Josh Dotson. Like, has any of these young wide receivers flourished under, I believe it's Caldwell is the wide receivers coach, but I'm sorry, Ike Hilliard is the wide receivers coach. Has any of these wide receivers flourished under Ike Hilliard?
No.
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, when you're looking at the coaching staff, are they making these young players better at certain positions?
No, I mean it's all as I made my case.
Yeah.
You have a high belief in the organization. That means from the front office to the coaching staff.
Who has a high belief?
You.
No.
If you're excited about you're paying 6 years, $84 million. Because, what is it, $45 million guaranteed?
Yeah, because everybody's going to pay.
Hold on. If you're excited about his potential and what he's done in the past, mm-hmm. then you have a belief that will transition over to D.C., correct?
Yeah, should. Yeah.
Okay, so definitely. In order for that to transition over into DC, that means the coaching staff needs to put him in the right position. I don't have any belief. I don't have a high level of belief that the coaching staff will put him in a position to flourish. I think they'll do things that he may not necessarily be comfortable with.
And that's fair. That's a fair point. That's a very fair point. On Facebook, I posted the same question. I posted the same, I posted about the trade. Your thoughts on Facebook. Troy Perry posted, if they let him play aggressively, great signing. If he's a schematic, reactive player, then they overpaid him. I think that's pretty much what you were saying, right, Will T? It's about the coaching.
Yeah.
If they don't let him play his game, then he's overpaid. On Twitter,
the Browns gave up. First round pick, a third round pick, and safety Jabril Peppers.
They gave up Jabril?
Mm-hmm.
I love Jabril Peppers. You know, Michigan. That's my dude.
So you gave up, you let Landon Collins walk, and you brought in Jabril Peppers.
Yeah, I like Jabril Peppers, but at the end of the day, he hasn't even been what he was supposed to be yet. But
yeah, he hasn't reached his potential.
Yeah, I mean, he has all the skill in terms of a playmaker, but he hasn't been that dude yet. On Twitter, @TLive tweeted, back to our old sales, $45 million guarantee. Shake my head. It's like nobody watches film overspent for an in the box safety that can't cover. See, again, that's like a little. He's not a. Again, like did you? This is my thing. People like Cam Chancellor, right?
Yeah.
He was in that box, right?
Cam Chancellor was in the box. Cam Chancellor was physical. And physical. Also, Cam Chancellor
could cover in the slot area, but you weren't asking him to play that.
Yeah,
Earl Thomas role.
Yeah, because you had Earl Thomas playing the high safety.
Yeah, and that was three. And that's what he could do. And they put Cam Chancellor in a position to succeed, right?
They did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, at the end of the day, you still need two different types of safeties. Everybody has it. Like, it's about how you play that role. Landon Collins.
I also think when you say Cam Chancellor, right? Yeah. What was the thing that Cam Chancellor had around him? He had excellent corners and a free safety that made up a lot of range.
I'm talking about that free safety. I agree with that free safety. I think the free safety made everybody look good.
Okay, that's fair.
I think he made everybody look
good. That's fair. So Cam Chancellor was able to gamble and take some risks.
Yeah, I agree. No, I totally agree.
Landon Collins may not have those elements around him.
Oh, I agree. I mean, there's definitely that free safety position definitely needs to be tackled. But I think in terms of having a playmaker in that slot, I think you can't beat that. This team needs playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. You just can't say, all right, you know what? Let's just roll the season with Monte Nicholson and let's make the Shazer Everett that position. Now you got a guy who can ball at that position. I'm just saying, like, the Skins can't – like, they lost two safeties, basically. The two starting safeties last year.
I mean, they lost three safeties. You think about it. Ha-ha, Clinton Dix, Monte Ellis, and
Monte Nicholson.
Monte Nicholson and DJ Swearinger.
Yeah, so they had to make some type of move. But Case Keenum is coming to D.C. We'll discuss that at the break. You listen to Urban Sports Team.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your host are Will T and myself, Wally Ray. Gigi's out. All right. The Redskins traded away their 6th-round pick to the Denver Broncos for quarterback Case Keenum. The Skins will only have to pay him $3.5 million for the 2019 season as this team is constructed. Should Case Keenum be the starter?
As the team is currently constructed.
Constructed, that means no other quarterbacks on this roster at the moment. Just him and Colt McCoy. I mean, between those two.
I mean, if it's between him or Colt McCoy, I mean, you're not getting a significant upgrade. If it's between him and Colt McCoy.
But you would say that Case Keenum is better than Colt McCoy, right?
I will say Case Keenum has had flashes over a longer period of time. Mm-hmm. I.e. that one season in Minnesota that would lead you to believe that he's better than Colt McCoy. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will give you that.
Yeah, because you know what? It's funny because a lot of Skins fans are like, you know, they're the same. And I think a lot of Skins fans, they like love Colt McCoy. But if you're looking at between Colt McCoy and Case Keenum, the Redskins they should go with Case Keenum. He's had better regular seasons, even with the Rams. When he was with the Rams at the time, with the Rams, he was 7-7 as a starter with the Rams. Add that in with him being 11-3 with the Vikings. You know, that MVP-ish type of season. So, and Colt McCoy's record as a starter isn't good at all. But again, if you look at this fan base, you would think that Colt McCoy is 10 times better than Case Keenum to a lot of people.
I mean, in this town, the most popular athlete is the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
It always has been for my 37 years. Mm-hmm. It always will continue to be.
Yeah.
Outside of that one season when RG3 was, you know.
Yeah, but then they still
set the league on fire.
But they were still trying to kind of phase Kirk Cousins even that season, little by little.
I mean, yeah.
After the
coaching staff, but I think the fan base.
Oh, yeah, I agree. The majority of the fan base. Yeah,
the majority of the fan base.
I mean, Colt McCoy.
I just don't.
No, go, so, no, go, no. Go after you.
I just don't. This is another. I'm not going to say it's confusing for me, but it's just another Band-Aid, right?
Yeah, it's a Band-Aid.
You as a fan.
Yes.
You see these Band-Aids getting placed. Yeah. You say, okay. It's like someone who has I can't think of anything now, but if someone has like a TV.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
like a remote, a TV remote, okay. And the bottom keeps falling off. Okay. All you do is you just keep putting taping another it. Piece of tape
and trying to keep it.
Keep taping, keep taping, rather than just going out and get you another
remote. Or trying to rotate the battery when the battery's
on. Yeah, you know exactly what I mean. You got to rotate the battery. get a little bit of more juice.
Yeah, exactly. You be like, like rotate. You got to bang the battery. Try to rotate
freeze the battery. Just go out and get some new batteries and get another bottom to the remote, man. Yeah. You know, the fan base, I would almost be, if I were a fan such as yourself, I would almost be insulted because they keep doing, they keep pushing this on us year after year, selling us on veteran quarterback we get for, you know, he's going to come in and he's going to change things for us. No, you need to look to develop. You need, if this is a as good as a front office as you think that it is, they would look to find a quarterback and develop a quarterback, a younger quarterback, and, you know, and either this draft or the next draft. It doesn't have to be a first round pick, a five star quarterback, but, you know, you find a quarterback, you can find a quarterback and develop him and get him to the level of a competency of a Colt McCoy
or a Case Keenum. No, I agree with that. And I think that's the plan. I think the plan is to definitely draft a quarterback in this draft. They're definitely not done. But what I'm saying is that if you're going to go into the season, you're going into the season Case Keenum or Colt McCoy, who would you have to start? If it's a rookie, obviously you're going to have to start one of those two. You're not going to start the rookie, especially in this draft class. And not like you're going to get a Dwayne Haskins or you're going to get a Kyler Murray. You're not going to get one of those two guys. But if they get Josh Rosen, again, it goes to to me, Josh Rosen's the better starter than both of these dudes, even as young as he is. But
let me ask you that. Even if they got Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
Would you be excited and say, okay, we have our
long-term
12-year quarterback?
Yeah, if you know me, I've always been a fan of Josh Rosen. I think Josh Rosen, I've watched Josh Rosen in college for a while. Like in college, in terms of what he brings to the table as a quarterback, a pro-style quarterback, to me, I think he has all the tools to be a stud in the NFL. UCLA didn't give him any talent other than his freshman year. They gave him no talent, and still the things he could do with the football was amazing. But again, I'm not sure if that's really going to be in play. I kind of think Arizona's BSing, to be honest with you. I don't think they're really going to trade Josh Rosen. I think they're just doing that to posture to see what they can get if folks want to trade up or whatnot. So I think they're just posturing for whatever. But I'm with you to a certain extent. Like, this is a Band-Aid. Like, it is. It is what it is because of Alex Smith and the situation with Alex Smith being hurt. You have to kind of find somebody to compete with Colt McCoy, and that's Case Keenum. And the only reason why, and it's funny, when this deal came out, we were texting each other. I was like, I was angry. But then when I saw the deal come out for like the money, it was what it was for. Because, you know, I wanted Teddy, and Teddy decided to re-sign with the Saints. I wanted Teddy, but it was 3.5. I was like, all right, 3.5 for a quarterback that you may start, and you're already handcuffed. It's probably the best you're going to get, unless you get a rookie. You know what I mean? Unless you get a stud young boy that's on a rookie deal.
Case Keenum just doesn't elicit a lot of excitement or hope.
But I agree with you.
You know, if I'm a fan of this team, and to me it's just another.
But he shouldn't though. It's Case Keenum.
It's Case Keenum.
Like, let's be real. Like, he's like, Case Keenum was only good. Like, he was good, I guess. Like I said before, he was 7-7 with the Rams.
Well,
as
let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Do you think Case Keenum gives you as much or more than Alex Smith gave you last year?
No, Alex Smith is better than Case Keenum.
No, I'm not asking who's better.
Who gave you?
I'm asking.
No.
Based on what Alex Smith gave you last year prior to the injury.
No.
Do you think Case Keenum gives you as much or more than Alex Smith?
I'm saying no.
Okay.
I'm honest. Like, I don't believe. I'm not a believer in Case Keenum, but I am a believer that Case Keenum is probably better than Colt McCoy.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'll say this much: is watching. If you watch Case Keenum and all your years in the NFL, I'm just watching the NFL. If I'm Josh Dotson, if I'm a guy who hasn't produced or whatever, I'm excited that Case Keenum will give me the opportunity to just get the ball. He'll give me an opportunity. If I'm not open, he'll just throw it up. Because any wide receiver, all you want is to what?
Somebody
an opportunity. So if I'm him, I'm excited.
Josh Dotson has to get open first.
My point is that he may not even have to do that. With Case Keenum as your quarterback, just throw it up.
Do you think Josh Dawson has the ability to go get
not
a jump
even
ball?
Saying that. Not even saying that he has the
ability. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, 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 exactly. It's just like when you play when you're a kid, right? You play football, right? And some people just wing it. They just throw it up. And you just get boosted. It's coming your direction. He will get football during his direction, even when he's not open.
He can't, I hear you.
He will never be complained. He will never get – should never be angry that he's not targeted. Put it that way.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? But Colt McCoy targeted him too, though. So I can't even play that off. But post the same question about the two quarterbacks on social media. On Facebook, host of the Sex Travel Sports Food Podcast, Cornbread, posted, "I'm rooting for Josh Johnson." Yes.
What's the name of that podcast?
Can we say it again?
Yes.
Sex Travel Sports Food Podcast.
Interesting name.
That's my man, Cornbread. He said, "I'm rooting for Josh Johnson." I think it's unfair to Josh Johnson to get an opportunity to compete for this job. Obviously, he won't be on the Skins roster. George on Facebook, what's up, my man? George posted, "With Colt McCoy coming off a leg injury today, yes, but that's what training camp and preseason will sort out for us." On Twitter, @KOTS_sports talk tweeted, "He's currently better than anyone else we have." So yeah, I think he could. I think Case Keenum, if this team is what it is right now, Case Keenum will probably be the starter for the Skins, barring again a trade for Josh Rosen. That's just my opinion. All right, we'll continue this discussion with our man, Lex Diamonds, after the break. You're listening to the Urban Sports saying, "Fightages, you dig? Deuces."
I done did a lot of things in my day. I admit it, I don't take back what I say. If I said it, then I meant it. All my life I won a Grammy, but I probably never get it. I ain't never had no trophy or no motherfucking ribbon. Fuck the system, I'm that bend the law, cut the rules. I'm about to risk it all, I ain't got too much to lose. Y'all been eating long enough, it's my turn to cut the food. Pass the plate with my drink, this my day. Lucky you, lucky you too. Woo! Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Gotta move. Give me some room. Give me some room. Give me the juice. How about the juice?
How about the goof? What? 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 Hold on, Millie Rock, and y'all ain't seeing me. This is my Millie Rock. Oh, what? 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 You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia. Your host is me, Wally. Will T left. He wasn't feeling too well. And Ray Jeezy's out, like I mentioned before. But right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's up, Lex?
Hey, man. I'm just trying to get my bearings back, man. You lose an hour's sleep and coming back from Florida this past weekend and, trying to adjust from 80-degree weather to 40-degree weather is a big adjustment. So just trying to figure it out, man. And this free agency stuff going on in the NFL, all these moves in the last, it's only been 2 days. It's been a lot of moves, man. My head is hurting.
Man, what do you think about Odell Beckham leaving the NFC East and going to Cleveland?
Man, that just dropped on us like, the last 30 minutes?
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Craziest situation how the Giants would allow a playmaker like that, leave the room when you were you picked up a guy like Barkley the year before, and now you got Odell, you got Barkley, and all you need is to get a quarterback, a young quarterback, to go in that mix. And you're looking at a Giants team that's legitimately, back in the mix in two years. But they decided to go a different way, get rid of Odell Beckham. Clearly now, it's Barkley's team. But now you don't have any playmakers on the outside. You don't have the receiving core that you had. And if you're the Giants, you really are rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And you were at the bottom last season. You're really going to be at the bottom upcoming season.
So this should be two W's for the Skins, right?
Yeah, I think for Washington, at first it looked kind of bleak, but now all of a sudden, you make a trade, you get a quarterback, you're able to pick up a safety.
Yeah,
and you're in the mix.
Yeah, I know. This is amazing. Like, this is good. Like, okay, the Skins now, they got Landon Collins. They took that away from the Giants. The Giants decided, you know, give the Browns Odell Beckham. Like, wow, like now you're in a situation where if you can split with, say, the Eagles or the Cowboys, you're in a good – you may finagle it. No, I'm not going to even go there. I'm not going to even talk about playoffs. I'm not going to finagle it. Won't even do that. Can't do that.
Well, you can't talk about the playoffs. We lost to the Giants last year.
I know.
So they beat the brakes off of us. So you never know which Washington team's going to show up anyway.
I know.
Can't get excited.
I know, Lex. Hey, before we talk about Case Keenum, man, what are your thoughts about my man Landon Collins signing, man? 84 mil, 6 years, 45 guaranteed.
I guess I'm more intrigued. Alabama?
Roll Tide?
I'm more intrigued by the fact that Baltimore, Alabama. Man, I used to risk it. Nick Saban's coming to D.C.
Hey, Lex, say again?
I said, is Nick Saban coming to D.C.?
All right, Lex, I'm going to ask that question again. Something happened to my audio. I'm going to ask that question one more time, okay? Something happened to my audio. That wasn't you. That was all on me. All right. Before we talk about Case Keenum, what are your thoughts on my man Landon Collins signing with the Skins? 84 mil, 6 years, 45 guaranteed?
Hey, listen, that's a lot of money. But I think for me, what I'm looking at more than anything is you got another Alabama guy in the mix.
No.
And I'm like, are we building the national championship team?
Look, man.
Are we about to bring in Coach Saban?
Why are you still on my topic for next week, man? Why are you still on my topic for next week? Why are you doing this, man? That's my topic for next week, man. Like you just messed it. Look, man. I already had this topic already built, man. I was like, you know what? If the coach, the guy that you know, we talk about Jay, if he don't, you know, step up next season, like are the Skins putting themselves in line to pitch a play for, you know, that guy out of Bama, try to get him out of Bama to get him, you know, to coach his kids in D.C.?
Starting to look like it.
Look, man, I was already typing out the outline and stuff. I was like, oh, you know what? I got next week's outline all set up. I'm good. You know, Nick Saban in D.C. I was going to start the hashtag.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If Julio Jones, if we trade for Julio Jones...
Look, man.
I think at that point.
You already know the writing's on the wall. The writing's on the wall.
I would be a believer at that point.
Hey, you know what? You know, now this is my thing. If the Skins suck this season and they get 2-1 next year, then I know then Saban has to come over here.
Hey, didn't they have a quarterback? It was AJ
McCarron. But you know, but 2 were better, though. Yeah, but AJ McCarron. Yep, sure did.
But what if they sign AJ McCarron this offseason?
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
And then they draft Tua next season.
Oh man, that would be amazing. That would be gold, man. But he need to get an Alabama running back. We don't got no Alabama running back. You got Garius Geis.
Well, there is an Alabama running back that was cut by the Saints.
Oh yeah. Oh snap, Mark. Are we putting this all together right now? Is that what we're doing right now? Are we just connecting the dots right now? Are we setting something up?
Mark Ingram is available.
He sure
is. Let me find out they're going to call Mark Ingram and he's going to join forces with his Alabama brother. And this is going to be like the biggest coup ever.
I know, right? I know. Let's get back to Landon Collins, though. Are you a fan of the player Landon Collins?
I'm a fan of we were able to kind of fill one of our needs. I'm happy that he wanted to play in D.C., you know, despite the dysfunction that we've had at times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that we were able to, I guess, take away one of the players that was kind of an Achilles heel for us. I'm kind of happy that, you know, we're in the mix when it comes to that. You know, but overall, I think for Washington, they have a checklist of players and positions that they have to fill. And I'm glad they were able to check 2 positions so far, you know, in free agency. They still have the void at wide receiver. They need a playmaker. They still need the playmaker linebackers. And, of course, they need to continue to add to that offensive line. And if they can find a young quarterback, that would be great as well.
Yeah, so how big was this sign for that defense, though? You know what I mean? Like, they lost DJ. Obviously, they still need another free safety unless they're going to play Monte Nicholson, who I kind of like Monte. But, and also, you know, you mentioned the edge rushers. Preston Smith signed with the Green Bay Packers, so he's gone. Your thoughts about, you know, how does this signing help the defense?
Well, honestly, man, you know, and I know, the secondary, their success depends on how well that front, you know, that front four, much pressure, you know, that front seven can get on the quarterback. And if they're capable of putting that pressure on the quarterback, it helps the secondary immensely. And a guy like Josh Norman, you know, and the guy, you know, from, you know, this kid arguably from the Giants is a quality player. Adding another quality defender in the secondary is always a plus. Mm-hmm. And I think for Washington, this is a big deal. I mean, just letting Swearinger go for nothing was a huge, I think, an error for Washington. But I think they just kind of did it because of the locker room, you know, the noise in the locker room from DJ Swearinger. So, you know, from that perspective, hopefully Landon will be different. But you never know what's going to happen, man, till these guys start playing. But right now, it looks like a good move for Washington.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. So are you a fan of the acquisition of Case Keenum?
I am happy that we were able to get a quarterback.
Wow, you just set the bar low. I'm happy that we were able to get a quarterback.
Yeah, I'm happy from that perspective because we were going into the offseason with just Colt McCoy and a bunch of scrap. He wasn't going to work. So you didn't want to go into the offseason, you know, in the training camp with two rookie quarterbacks, you know, and Colt McCoy. So from that perspective, I'm happy. He didn't have a great year last year in Denver, and they had some talent.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know why that was. I don't know if it was because they were playing outdoors and he was used to playing in the dome. I don't know if last 2 years ago was fool's gold. I really don't know. But we'll give him a second shot because we have seen him be successful. Case Keenum has been successful before, and let's give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he was just as good as Kirk Cousins a few years ago.
Yeah.
So let's see if, you know, a new place, new zip code, he might get some better results. But I'm happy with it. Not happy that he was the one, because there were other options out there that were probably better.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just happy that we do have a serviceable quarterback. You know, to kind of go into training camp with.
You know, it's hard to get a quarterback for $3.5 million. It's basically all the Skins had to pay because the Broncos decided to pay half of that contract. So, you know, I mean, even as guys like, you know, we mentioned Teddy wasn't going to, you know, they weren't going to get Teddy for like $3.5 million. So I see the logic with the signing. I was annoyed initially because I'm not the biggest Case Keenum fan, but once I saw the contract and the play in terms of it being $3.5 million for the 2019 season, I was like, okay, I'm cool with it.
But we'll see. We'll see if the quarterback whisperer will be able to kind of get him to play football again. You know, Gruden is supposedly a great quarterback coach slash head coach. Mm-hmm. We'll see what he does with him. And hopefully he'll learn that playbook as soon as he gets to Redskin Park and, you know, just kind of get himself ready for what to expect. I mean, he got weapons.
Yeah.
You got to give him that. He's got Thompson. He's got...
He had a secret weapon.
Reed,
he had a secret weapon.
Secret weapon. You know what I'm saying? But he's got the weapons.
You got Paul Richardson. Look, man, they need to add some weapons. They need to add some more playmaking outside wide receiving weapons. But, yeah, he has some weapons. if this team is done with the quarterback position, though I hope they're not, should he be the starter over Colt McCoy? It sounds like you're saying yes.
No, I'm not saying that he should be the starter, competition is definitely necessary. I think Colt has the advantage because he knows the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy that there will be some competition. Hopefully there'll be a rookie quarterback in the mix. Not necessarily the little guy in Oklahoma. I'm not really a big fan.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting him anywhere. I don't think the Skins are getting him anywhere. He's going to be a top five pick.
Yeah, I'm not really in that group for Kyle Murray. I'm not in that group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not. I don't see it.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean he's got potential. I mean he's got skill. But I don't. Again, I'm not big. No one's gonna change my mind. I'm not that big on this draft class of quarterbacks. The only kid I do like, being a guy who watched the Michigan Wolverines, I've watched Dwayne Haskins. I think that kid is a dog. You know what I mean? So other than him, I'm on the side of saying, like, you know, none of these individuals impress me in terms of being awesome, you know, awesome, like elite quarterbacks. And if Kyler Murray ends up being one, that's fine. He has all the ability to be one, But the only quarterback I've seen, through the season is the kid at Ohio State. I just think he's special.
Yeah, I think he's special. I mean, he has the potential to be who is my quarterback? Dante Culpepper.
Uh-huh. I see that. That's a good comp.
Yeah, he has the potential to be Dante Culpepper. And, you know, if he doesn't turn into Dante Culpepper, then, you know, maybe he's Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The one that Mr. Russell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully he's not Russell. And more of, you know, the other guy. But we'll see. I mean, he showed a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. He has a big arm.
He's accurate.
He's not a running quarterback. He's mobile. Yeah. He's not a running quarterback.
He's not Stephen A. Smith. He's not a mobile. He's not a mobile quarterback, Stephen A.
and he put up really big stats at Ohio State.
Yeah.
They didn't have great weapons there,
mm-hmm.
Like they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of success. So yeah. I'm happy, you know, that he's out there. Hopefully, you know, I would want Washington actually to figure out how they could get him on their team.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I think he's the only guy I would be interested in the first round as far as if I was committed to a quarterback. I think he would be the only one I'd be committed for.
Yeah,
outside of him, I'm going defensive line or offensive line.
Yeah, I'm with you.
My pick.
I'm totally with you. So, Jamison Crowder, he also left the Skins. He's now with the New York Jets. Crowder signed a 3-year, $28.5 million deal, $17 million guaranteed. Your thoughts on the Skins letting him go?
Yeah, it was kind of sad. He had a had that injury and really didn't really produce much this season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so very disappointed that he's had to move on. Especially when he was one of the sure hands on this in that receiving corps.
Which Jamison Crowder sure hands? Which one? The 2-year Jamison Crowder, or the last two seasons Jamison Crowder? Because the last two seasons he started dropping passes.
Yeah, and that was the thing. He started dropping passes and he got injured. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't help, you know, your cause, especially when. You know, the number one guy is really not that great.
so true.
I'm just keeping it real.
You're keeping it a buck. You're keeping it 100. You're so true.
He hasn't lived up to the height. He gave up Deshaun Jackson for him.
And now he's an Eagle.
And granted, Deshaun just got traded to Philly.
Again.
But back to Deshaun still put up better numbers. You know,
I agree. You're not going to hear me argue with you, Lex.
Yeah, so my thing, you know, with, you know, Jay, he had a chance to be great here in D.C., but, again, you can't drop passes, and you got to stay on the field. You got to figure out a way to stay on the field. And he couldn't do that. So he's going to the Jets, and, you know, hopefully he'll find success there. You know, I mean, he got a good situation. They got a young quarterback,
mm-hmm.
a new coach. So, you know, great opportunity for him.
Also, Ty Inseki, looks like he's going to the Buffalo Bills. That hurts. That hurt. I felt like he was very important. Your thoughts about Ty Inseki now, Buffalo Bill?
Well, I'm going to say this, man. There are guys that, you know, that played decent for us, but ultimately we didn't win any games. So I'm not like lovey-dovey with guys we didn't have success. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you, Lex. I got you. I'm with you. No, I'm totally with you. I love your response. So, Lex, before I let you go, how can folks catch you on social media or see what you're doing? Like, you know, when you popping champagne in freaking Florida, or, you know what I mean, Cristal, you know what I'm saying? When you're doing big things, how can people catch you on social media, seeing all that good stuff?
Hey man, I'm not doing none of that. Now, the people around me might do it. I'm not doing it. But you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Lex Diamond without the A. Right now, we're doing radio promo for R&B artist Transwall Fetter. We had a couple of meetings down in Florida with some A&Rs, Empire and Atlantic Records. Mm-hmm. They really loved this kid's voice, loved his music. So some big things are popping for Transwall Fetter.
I love it.
Download his new single, Perfect, available on all digital platforms. And it's the off-season for sports. As far as the broadcasting aspect, mm-hmm. like you're making guest appearances on a TV show to talk about March Madness. So hopefully Georgetown will get a shot.
Yes, man.
Georgetown in the dance.
Me
I really
too,
want
man.
Georgetown in the dance with Patrick Ewing, Coach Ewing.
We talked about it on our other show, and we talked about it a little bit. I will say, like, you know, Georgetown has a – they have a good chance if they play consistent, because the Big East is weak this season, is this year. It's very weak. And their path, the Hoyas' path to a Big East championship, Big East tournament championship – isn't as hard than it was in other years. And, I mean, to me, they have to get to the dance, they have to at least get to the Big East Finals. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I can see that. They'll have to win at least three or four games.
Well, they got to play three. All they have to play is, well, three, they're in the quarters. So they would have to, if they win, they play against Seton Hall on Thursday. They beat Seton Hall, they probably have to play. They'll play Marquette. They beat Marquette,
right.
they would get to the Big East. So all they have to do is to get to the Big East Finals, they would have to win two games. Beat Seton Hall and Marquette. And then they'll probably play Nova in the finals. So, which is a whole different beast.
Hey, anything possible in March.
Mm-hmm. Anything is possible. But hey, Lex, man, thanks for being on, man. You know, we appreciate you. Next week we're gonna probably try to have you on to talk, you know, some March Madness. I probably try to have you on a regular show to talk March Madness.
Hey, look, I'm not going to predict anything until Zion comes back. Until Zion comes back,
man.
I'm not predicting anything.
Oh, my man. All right, then, Lex, man. I'll holler at you, bro.
All right.
That's my man, Lex Davis from Heritage Sports Radio Network. So you make sure you check out Lex. Anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Witness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this that's in my lap, no looking back, spaceships. Don't come equipped with rearview mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pip. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that do you dirty, we'll wipe hot salads and detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
Jones. To choose it, love or never without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dress.
I choose you, Landon Collins. We choose you. You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM. And 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. I'm your host. Will T and Ray are out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Also, do the same for us on Google Play. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a voice message. Here is the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Again, we choose you. What y'all know about that UGK? What you know about that UGK? What you know? Pimp C, Bum B. We'll play your message on our show. The theme is the signing of Landon Collins. Also, we're going to sprinkle in, you know, the trade for Case Keenum. Our first caller.
Hey, this is Hawk Diesel with the Redskins Tweet Team. Just want to give a shout out to the Urban Sports Scene and just want to give my opinion of the signing of Landon Collins. I think it's a great addition for the Burgundy and Gold. Looking forward to seeing the great plays that this young man is going to provide the Redskins for the 2019 season. I think he's injected some positivity into our fan base, and we got some optimism going into the upcoming season. So, as always, hail to the Redskins, and I think it's a good addition for our team. Peace out.
That's me trying to be a DJ. Hey, Hawk, man. That's my man, Hawk, on the Twitter, man. Hawk Diesel. I agree with you. This signing of Landon Collins brings excitement to the Burgundy and Gold fan base. Excuse me. Having this guy in uniform, like you, I'm a fan of this acquisition. I'm a big, big believer in this acquisition, man. On our Facebook page, we want the thoughts of this acquisition from our, you know, from the Redskin fan base. Tony Living, that's the hater Tony, said Landon Collins is overpaid. Man, he's not overpaid. Look at the breakdown of contract, Tony, man. Good God. Hating, man. Hate. I wish I had the bite for that of the player's ball on the Dave Chappelle. Hate. Tyrone Perry, another guy who's not a fan of this, says Tyrone Perry says, once again, Daniel Snyder overpays for a player who's one-dimensional at his craft. He couldn't cover a dead cow with a blanket. Tyrone, you geeking. This team needed safety play. They need a strong safety play. A three-time Pro Bowler, first-team All-Pro. Come on, bruh. 25 years old, not overpaid. Daniel Snyder made the right decision. This dude is different from any Daniel Snyder signing. This dude is in his prime. He's playing with his Bama boys. Be easy, my man. Be easy. We got a Case Keenum comment. How folks feel about Case Keenum? Should he be the starter? My man Marcus Roberts on Facebook posted, let them compete and the best man win at the quarterback position. Marcus is talking about, you know, Case Keenum and Colt McCoy. If they compete, if it's a fair competition, I don't see Case Keenum losing to Colt McCoy. That's just my opinion. I don't see it happening. Do you agree with me? You people, you must agree with me. Why? Because we choose you. I'm sorry, I'm geeking. I just love this talk so much. I just love it so much. Anyway, man, we appreciate you all for listening to the show. Listen to All Skins Everything with Urban Sports Scene. Keep tuning in next week. Like I told Lex, I may try to talk about Nick Saban being the next coach of the Washington Redskins. You don't know. You never know. I'm having that in my mind. Nick Saban, coach for the Washington Redskins. Say it with me, folks. Nick Saban, coach of the Washington Redskins. Anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia for ages. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Lead us out, big homer.